questions. Okay. You just heard A Whole Pot of Jelly by Pete Wingfield, which Maeve said sounded like a Muppet. Or she asked if it was the Muppet singing, which I thought was fun.
Just I love that name. The names and artists that you play are like...
They're compelling, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what attracts me.
I love them.
Just before that was Season of the Witch by Donovan. More of that. More on that later.
Mm-hmm,
that's on
definitely.
The trend list. Right before that was Rabid Animal by Lake Street Dive. And we started off the set with Crazy Girls by the California Honey Drops. And since it's been so long since we've been in the studio and we've got to talk to the void, we thought we'd give like a little insight into what we've been listening to this summer, just to catch everyone up to speed. Liv, do you want to start us off with that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Great.
I think my two biggest people that I started listening to, I think I started to move more into pop. I feel like I definitely had phases in my life where I'm like, no, like, I don't listen to pop. Like,
yeah.
I'm too good. But that's not true. I love pop. And actually, these people aren't even like fully pop, but Maggie Rogers.
Yeah.
And Olivia Dean.
Yes,
I know
we love her.
Dr. Juicy introduced me to her, so I'm like obsessed with them. And anyone who has been like with me over the summer like knows the songs I play, because I play like basically only that. So yeah,
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And if you guys stick around to the next set, I'll definitely play some. So.
What's your favorite Olivia Dean song?
Well, my all-time favorite one is Okay, Love You, Bye. Like, obsessed with that one.
Same. That's actually the only one I know.
Yeah,
and it is my favorite, so I'm like,
mm-hmm.
It's as far as I need to go.
And then right now, in like my second wave, is Carmen.
Don't know that one.
You should play it.
I'm playing it later.
Yay. Okay, Juicy.
I feel like this summer I've been listening to a lot of reggae music.
Okay.
It's a good summer.
Reggae, I'm always like, oh, I want to, like, listen to more reggae music, and then I just, like, don't.
Well, I feel like I went to a few concerts, and it was so much fun. The Elevators, they're not, I don't know if, I guess they're technically reggae, but the Elevators are so good. And vibey. And
yeah, I love that one song.
Yeah, I can do a nice dance jig to it.
A little dance. Everyone, stop what you're doing and imagine what dance, without knowing who the Elevators are and without knowing who DJ Juicy is, imagine a person dancing.
Without knowing anything about it, just picture a person dancing any way you can imagine.
And chat us and
wow, if you think of, wait, this is interesting. If you,
yeah, she'll do it and you chat us and we'll see if it matches up.
If you like picture someone dancing, what is like the genre and type of dance? Like without any like,
wait, that's so true.
Priming, just like what is your default?
I picture someone like pumping their arms and kind of like going back and forth like they're like,
oh,
ooh, that's
that
like
called?
Zumba.
Yeah, I picture someone
I Zumba. Picture, what's the dance move that you do?
Sneeze. Okay, that's not the dance move I do, but
yes,
I just happened
is.
To do it earlier.
Let the record show that every time I get home, Libby Boombox is already, like, standing in the living room sneezing.
Just,
that's how she
I have to practice.
20 minutes
yeah,
sneezing.
20 minutes sneeze.
That's how she greets me every day, and it's really special. So I'm surprised I didn't picture that.
Even
I thought
when
of a
you're
dance
having
move.
A bad day, does it, like,
does it annoy you?
So when I'm having a good day, I mirror and I join in. When I'm having a bad day,
that's how I know.
I just like walk past her with like my head hung low, and that's mm-hmm. how she knows.
But that doesn't stop me.
She keeps going. Yeah, she's just aware.
Okay, that was actually all a lie. I need to clear my name. It's not true.
The music that's been in for me this summer. Okay, I'm just gonna like get right in front of it and say that like being a witch is, like, really in for me right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, well, we're gonna do, like, ins and outs later in the episode, but, like, there's this one song called If You're Feeling Sinister. Do you guys know that one? It's by Belle and Sebastian. And mm-hmm. it's like, if you're feeling sinister, go off and see your minister. And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? I'm between ministers yeah, so right now. Like, literally, I feel sinister AF, and, like, I don't even have a minister to talk to about it.
So then you're still feeling sinister.
Yeah.
But do you want to stop feeling sinister?
No, not really. I feel like it's, like, important to you. Yeah, it is important to me. And yeah. I feel like it's so, like, it's a really interesting way to be, because I feel like sinister is more, like, a vibe than, like, a feeling. Like things yeah. are sinister, but, like, feeling sinister is, like, is it outward? Like, am I feeling sinister towards you? Is it inward? Like, I don't know. It's really fun to be, like, I'm feeling sinister, and, like, no one knows.
Sorry, I just lost my train of thought. Because I was thinking about how we label a lot of things in our apartment as witchy. Like, we just take anything that we have and we're like, that's so witchy. And I'm just kind of thinking about how it's, like, things that could be spun as, like, not the best things. Like, we'll see, like, a bunch of spiders hanging. We're like, this is so witchy.
You guys have a bunch of spiders hanging.
Yeah, and we're like, we can't leave them. Like, those are spiders.
Yeah, we both were like, so did you see the spiders on the stairs? And she saw that, and I was like, yeah, they're wicked witchy. And she's like, yeah, I like them.
And then there's also, like, there's a roof outside of our house that's, like, kind of caving in. And we're like, oh, my God. So witchy.
It's like all I can see through my bedroom window is this,
which,
like,
makes sense for
it's
you.
A hole in the roof. And I'm like, true. It's so witchy. Like, there's no view I'd rather have. Yeah. So, yeah, just a couple of witches. Wait, this is actually, like, such... Okay, I feel like the theme of my music is witches.
Of the whole playlist?
Kind of.
By accident or on purpose?
Well, I'm probably in that by era, accident. So kind of
so
subconsciously.
It's, like, yeah.
Okay. Any final thoughts on Trends of the Summer?
I don't know. I feel like my music changes so often. But
yeah. It's hard to pinpoint. Oh, my God. Addison Rae.
Oh, yeah.
But she was also, like, very important to us last fall.
Yeah. That's the thing. I feel like she's,
and
like...
she made her...
She's blowing up in
terms
of
music. Yeah, now everyone likes her.
And I'm like, yeah.
Well, I just feel like we're entering womanhood, and I feel like she, like, captivates that in a way that's, like, very feminine and, like,
yeah.
still youthful, but, like...
Yeah.
Still very womanly.
I love her.
Yeah.
She's so cool. She's literally so cool.
She's so cool.
Do you guys, like, follow her on anything? Like,
I follow
ever
Insta.
Since TikTok, when she was really big on TikTok, like, the only I've really heard from her is her music. I never really see her presence.
I see her on Instagram. She's besties with Charlie XCX.
Oh, really?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they have a song together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, she has a good social media presence. Like, she's really cleaned it up.
Is she
yeah.
still in
it's
with
so
the Kardashians?
Inspiring. I don't see them much. I don't know. She's
it's
very
good for
she's
her.
Very classy.
Kind of
like, she keeps them off the radar if
yeah.
they are.
She's like, I don't need that.
Yeah.
But listen to Diet Pepsi. Watch the behind the scenes and the music video.
Yeah, the music video is really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So good.
I just realized that it's 8:30, so we should probably actually play some music. And then yap a little more. The next set begins with the song L Over by US Girls. So here we go.
We'll be right back. talking to you in the sunshine. I like talking to you on the phone line. I like dancing with you in the late night. Think I was with you.
It's going so right. It's going so right. when all that's left is cemetery.
Thank you.
Hey guys, you just heard Comme des Garçons by Rina Sawayama, and just before that was XS, also by Rina Sawayama, off the same self-titled album. And right before that was Hollywood Witches by Woody and Jeremy, and we started off the set with L Over by US Girls. And on the topic of the song Hollywood Wishes, not sure if you guys were listening to the lyrics of that song, but it's talking about how, like, this guy is, like, he's, like, talking to someone, he's, like, there's no way I, like, didn't know you in a past life, like, because, like, we just get along so well, and I, like, think that's really fun. And then I was asking my friends in the studio who they were in a past life, but I actually already know that Liv is in her first life right now.
This is my first life, and I had a psychic tell me that, and I think it does really make sense for me.
I think it's true.
Yeah.
Like, wait, why do you think it's true?
I don't know. I really don't feel like I have an old soul at all. I feel like I'm
I feel like you're so young and spry.
Oh.
And playful.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I don't have, like, a lot of wisdom. Oh. Like, I think I'm smart, but I don't think I have, like, this, like...
Honestly, though, Liv, I feel like you give such good advice, but I do feel like it's, like, advice that really resonates because it's, like, young advice. Like, it's, like, I feel like, you're not drawing from, like, ancestral knowledge. You're just, like, you're just, like, saying, like, what... like makes sense to you and to like
I'm really in with current society.
Yeah, you're in with the kids, so yeah, like it wouldn't make sense that you've like been around for too long.
yeah like the problems that I can like try to figure out and deal with are like current news. Like I'm not trying to like pull from my past life where I was dealing
with no, you're not
completely
like
completely different.
Well, when I was living in like Plymouth Plantation. Sorry, I was gonna say like on the plantation, but I didn't want to like I wanted to let you know I was talking about the pilgrims.
Yeah.
Like you're not drawing from like your pilgrim knowledge.
Yeah, like I don't have pilgrim knowledge.
Yeah. That's pretty clear to me. Maeve.
But
yeah. Okay.
Maeve, come to the stage.
I don't have much to say because I'm not exactly sure.
You're not sure. I'm pretty sure you can get, like, hypnotized. Well, we're actually going to a psychic this weekend, maybe.
Yeah.
Or we might wait for our friend Nick.
But Nick is coming back tomorrow.
Oh, wait, yeah, okay, yeah. Wait, yeah. So we are going to a psychic. So we'll have more to say on this next week.
But just so everyone knows...
What do you think?
I'm really skeptical. Not skeptical, that's not the right word. I'm very hesitant to go to the psychic because I'm nervous, so...
Well, it's just, like, it's so I don't weird want them that someone can, like, read you instantly without, like, knowing you. And then, like, saying stuff that you kind of already intuitively know, but you don't really maybe want to, like...
Address
it. Or, like, bring that... I don't know. You know, it makes everything so much more real, I feel like.
Right. I think that... Well, I've always been really into the idea of psychics.
Me too.
Never gone to one.
Mm-hmm. Wait,
do I subscribe?
Think you have a past life?
Oh, my past life. Yeah, I think I was like...
a fish.
I think I was a fish or a fisherman or...
I definitely think that you were like... a fisherman.
I think you were on the water.
Like, you were out, and you were caught in a storm, probably.
What? Wait, do you think I had a past life?
Let me think. I think you were, like...
I feel like you were, like...
Wait, I know what you were.
You were, like...
You go first, and then I'll say.
I mean this as, like, a compliment. Like, you were, like, a creature in, like, the forest.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, I feel like you were, like, well, I don't know what people would say if I said, like, a fairy. Like, because a fairy, you know. But, like,
what would they say?
Like, something that, I'm trying to think. I need to think of the
I feel like whenever I'm in nature, I feel a lot of energy.
Yeah, I feel like maybe. You're really in touch with all of that.
Okay, I completely had a different answer.
Okay, then
what was yours?
Mine was, I was thinking that you were, like, a woman who worked in one of those, like, old-timey markets in, like, the streets of Rome, maybe, and you, like, sold fruit.
Wow.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Don't you kind of see that for Maeve? I definitely it began to take shape in my mind, and now I can see it perfectly clearly.
I don't think I've ever asked myself this question.
Yeah, so we were talking about this the other night.
Mm-hmm.
At like before we were about to go out. We were like lying on the floor talking about our past lives. Yeah, I think I was a solitary, like I definitely think I was exposed to the elements in a past life. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, I don't feel like I have any of that.
I'm just me. You're so you.
Yeah. And my future lives are gonna look back to me. that's me.
They're like,
in a past life, I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, I was just a girl.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah. Wow, guys, 10 minutes left. Time really does fly when you're having fun with your friends. Okay, I'm gonna start off this next set with the song Merry Happy by Kate Nash. So here we go.
Watching me like you never watched no one. Don't tell me that you didn't try and check out my bum, cause I know that you did, cause your friend told me that you liked it. Gave me those pearls and I thought they were ugly. Don't you try and tell me that you never loved me. I know that you did, cause you said it and you wrote it down. Dancing at discos, eating cheese on toast. Yeah, you made me merry, made me very, very happy. But you obviously, you didn't want to stick around. Dancing at discos, eating cheese on toast. Yeah, you made me merry, made me very, very happy. But you obviously, you didn't want to stick around. So I learned from you. Do, do, do. Ta-do, do. Sunset on my own.
alone, yeah. I can watch a sunset on my own. I can be alone. I can watch a sunset on my own. I can be alone, yeah. I can watch a sunset on my own. I can be alone, yeah. I can watch a sunset on my own. I can be alone.
Resort, kind of not what you're looking for. When you try to anticipate, light seeps out of your lover's face.
Have you ever felt sorry for something that you didn't do? How nice talking a model. Have you ever had a doubt about your record coming out? You can throw those lines away.
Upper lip, they're a pretty neat dude.
Have you ever felt sorry for something that you didn't do? Round eyes stuck in a model. Have you ever had a doubt about your record coming out? You can throw those lines away.
Have you ever felt sorry for something that you didn't do? Round eyes stuck in a model.
guys. Oh my gosh, what a brief set. Because we just talked so much and had so much fun that the time is now 9, which means that Libby Boombox has to play her set. So you just heard a little bit of new music. That was Cyan by Personal Trainer. And right before that was Merry Happy by Kate Nash. And that was a fun one. And the time is now 9 p.m., which means that I am going to have to give you a little bit of a weather update. So, unfortunately, tomorrow it does look like there will be some rain. 0.65 inches, it seems like. So, you know, not too much, but no one wants to hear that about their Saturday. But
is it during the day? Like-